Deserted hospitals, crumbling churches, and spooky asylums. These are just a few of the haunts of urban explorers who trawl through Sydney searching for places society has long forgotten about. Thanks to social media, online communities of explorers have gained in popularity as more people head out to document the hidden corners of our country. So what is it that inspires people to crawl around old and abandoned buildings? Going to delve into the underworld of urban exploring with Patricia Leslie, co-founder of the Abandoned Australia Facebook page. Patricia, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mitch. I'm very well, thank you.
So what got you first interested in not just looking at abandoned buildings, but actually entering them and taking photographs?
Well, I first started seeing a lot of photos from Scotland and England of old castles and all that sort of thing. And I was just wondering if there was anything in Australia, and I couldn't find anything, so I thought, well, I'll start it myself. And I thought, like a lot of people, there's not as much history or it's not as interesting here as overseas. But when I started delving into it and going out a bit wider, there's actually quite a lot of history and a lot of old buildings.
Yeah, as you mentioned there, people might think of England and Scotland of having this sort of rich history, but it sounds like Australia has that as well. What's been some of the most interesting places you've checked out?
Well, I've been down to Victoria on a road trip, and there was a really interesting coffin maker's hut, which was the original dwelling attached to a cemetery from the early 1900s. And it was owned and built by the guy who made all the coffins in the area.
Mm.
And more locally, Goulburn is a fantastic area for old buildings. And in Sydney, the Helensburgh Railway Tunnels are really, really interesting. I've only managed to get into the main one of those, but there's a network of seven of them, so they're all on my to-do list.
Oh, okay. Now, what about the legalities of going into abandoned buildings? Is it legal?
A lot of the times, no, it's not. And what we do on Abandoned Australia is if it's locked up, we don't go in.
Okay.
If the gates are unlocked, then we'll sneak in the gate and take photos, but we won't go into the house or the building. If the gates are locked, then we stand on the side of the road and activate the Zoom and take our photos from there. And also to help to prevent vandalism of these places, because we don't want them destroyed, we are very vague about where they are. We don't put exact locations. We never mention addresses. We just say rural New South Wales or New Goulburn or that sort of thing.
What about safe? I mean, like, some of these places have been run down and not looked after for decades, I'd say. Have you ever injured yourself or people you've been with at the time?
No, we travel in twos for that very reason. We have no desire to injure ourselves or lie lost and abandoned as the buildings are. So we always take a buddy, and we're always very careful. You know, we do the right thing. We have shoes, proper shoes on, so because a lot of the claws, if you get to go inside, the woodwork's all rotten. So we have to be careful where we step and we just be really sensible about it and try not to get overexcited about our discoveries.
Now, you mentioned that you keep the locations or the exact locations somewhat secret for fear of people vandalising them. But how do you find these buildings and places in the first place?
Well, we get a lot of people doing private message and telling us about places they've seen. But most of them, they're either, we've Googled them and they're like asylums so that they've got web pages and there's a bit of history, or we just drive around and find them. Once you start looking for them, abandoned places are very easy to spot.
And just what do you love most about sort of walking through these old kind of spooky places? What kind of rush does it give you?
Well, it's a sense of history. It's like there's stories that are there. You get a feel for the people that have lived in these places or worked at them. When we've been to old hospitals and asylums, and, you know, there's evidence of the people that have stayed there. It's really, really interesting. And if you're interested in history and heritage buildings, then you just love it.
And just one final question, Patricia. If people were interested in sort of getting involved in something like this, how can they go about it?
Well, we, at our Abandoned Australia Facebook community page, accept contributions. We love getting photos from other people because we can't get out every single day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So people can come along to our Abandoned Australia site and have a look at what we've got, and they can message us to see if we're interested in their photos, and nearly all the time we are. And just get on the internet. There's so many abandoned sites and urban explorer sites and people out there just exploring and taking photos and recording our history.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. Patricia, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
Thanks very much, Mitch. Have a good day.
You too. That's Patricia Leslie, the co-founder of Abandoned Australia Facebook page, talking to us about the great thrill and great sense of history you get from exploring some abandoned buildings, whether they be asylums, churches or hospitals or even railway tracks, as Patricia was just describing to us. Sounds like a really great way to spend a weekend.